USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Tuesday that community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine. That coming as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary for a while.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today, but I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
One of the co-founders of the Supremes has passed away. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Louisiana Republican Party has issued a rebuke of Senator Bill Cassidy after he and five other GOP senators vote to declare former President Trump's impeachment trial constitutional. In a statement, the party said they were disappointed that Cassidy would vote to continue what they called an unconstitutional act that is an attack on American democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pushing back against a report from the World Health Organization on the origins of the coronavirus. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A team of experts from the World Health Organization is wrapping up their work in Wuhan, China, where they've been investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The team saying the virus that causes COVID-19 most likely entered the human population through an intermediate animal and is highly unlikely to have leaked from a laboratory. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News he's not buying it.
Well, Bill, I've seen that headline, and I must say the reason we left the World Health Organization was because we came to believe that it was corrupt, it had been politicized, it was bending a knee to General Secretary Xi Jinping in China. I hope that's not the case here with what they've announced today. I'll look forward to seeing their reports and analysis, but I don't believe it's the case that they got access that they needed. I know they didn't get access they needed in a timely fashion, and I hope that they got to see all the data, all the science, into the lab, talk to the doctors, interview them in private in places where they could actually tell the truth about what took place, not under the supervision of a Communist Party person sitting in the back of the room making sure that they towed the Communist Party line.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first round of the Australian Open continues in front of a small number of fans. Top-seeded woman Ashley Barty easily rolled Danka Kovanec in straight sets without dropping a game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.